Hi, so my name is Melissa Peskin, and I am on the faculty at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston School of Public Health. And today I'm going to be talking about usability testing of iChamps, which is a web-based decision support system for adopting and implementing evidence-based sexual health programs in schools. And so the first two presentations have really discussed with us nicely about sort of the prevalence of sexual risk behavior and sort of the interventions that are needed to help delay sexual behavior. And there are a host of several interventions that are available for schools to use. But the question is, how do we help schools really use these evidence-based interventions and bring them into their schools? Because we know that it can be a challenging topic to do this in schools. So before I get started, I just want to acknowledge my colleagues who are listed below. They've all worked this very collaborative project in putting this together. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the learning objectives are to identify the various components of the iChamps web-based decision support system, to describe potential users of the iChamps system, and to describe how iChamps can be used to adopt, implement, and maintain evidence-based sexual health programs in schools. And so we know this information. Evidence-based programs can reduce sexual risk behaviors in adolescents, and they can help prevent the adverse educational and health-related outcomes from teen pregnancy, sexually transmitted infections, and HIV. But we also know that schools often face many barriers in adopting, implementing, and maintaining these evidence-based programs, which include sometimes a lack of knowledge of even where to find evidence-based programs, uncertainty around school policies regarding what types of programs can be taught in their schools, also uncertainty about state laws in terms of the policies. Oftentimes, there is a perceived lack of administrative support and a perceived lack of parental support for these programs. We all know that schools have many other priorities, and sexual health education is usually not number one. And so there are many competing priorities. And also, it's just very difficult sometimes for school districts to be able to navigate this process for getting effective programs into their schools. So through much research, we developed the CHAMPS model, which stands for Choosing and Maintaining Effective Programs for Sex Education in Schools. And we felt that a new type of model was needed to help school districts with the process of getting effective programs in schools, because most other dissemination models out there had really been focused on communities rather than schools themselves. And we know that schools are sort of a different animal in terms of sort of the nature of what it takes to get something done in a school district. And so the CHAMPS model includes seven steps. Prioritize, which is sort of first making sure that sexual health education is a priority in the district. Assess, gathering the data to help make the case. So what is the teen pregnancy rate, the teen birth rate? What percentage of our kids are initiating sex? Next, moving on to selecting an effective program, and then working within their school district to actually get that program approved. Next, preparing, so getting ready to implement the program, followed by actually implementing the program, and then maintaining the program. And at the core of the model is really getting others on board, because we know that support is really critical in every step of the model. And then you can see that the seven steps align with the phases of diffusion theory, of dissemination model, so adoption, implementation, and maintenance. And so this model has previously been published and is the basis of what the iChamps system is formed on. And so iChamps is a web-based decision support system, and it is the interactive version of the CHAMPS model. And we designed it to help mitigate those adoption and implementation challenges and to increase school and community support by really guiding stakeholders step-by-step through the adoption, implementation, and maintenance program of effective programs in schools. And so what iChamps does is it leads users step by step through each of these seven steps in the CHAMPS model. So this is the iChamps homepage, and if you're interested in getting access to the website, I have some forms that I can share with you at the end of the presentation, but it is www.ichamps.org, I believe. And so this is the homepage of the website. You can see down the side we have the 8 steps: prioritize, assess, select, approve, prepare, implement, maintain, and support. The website includes an overview of the iChamps process, so it goes over the model and sort of what those steps are. Really, the heart of iChamps is the resource library. This is really supposed to be a self-directed type of website so that a user who is in the assess step can come in, find the tools that they need for assess, and then move on. Or if they're sort of starting from scratch, they can start at the very beginning, but it is really a self-directed experience. There's also a unique feature connecting with others, where it helps users sort of connect with others in the school district or in other school districts who are maybe going through some of the same challenges, and then testimonials, so that we know from theory that when we hear from other people who have experienced something, you sort of increase your self-efficacy and your confidence to be able to do it in the future. And so this is the homepage for the iChamps website. And so I've talked a little bit about this, but there are 4 main features of the decision support system. One is the CHAMPS model tutorial. And so this is a nice interactive video that goes through the CHAMPS model, and it's sort of a whiteboard animation of what iChamps is. So sort of a couple minute overview of what iChamps is. Another really unique tool of iChamps is the staging tool. And so this is actually a tool that users can go in and do and can help them actually stage themselves. So oftentimes a school district might think that, oh yeah, we're ready to pick a program, but really maybe we don't have the support yet. Maybe it's not really a priority yet in our district. And so it sort of helps them gauge really where they are in terms of their staging of getting an effective program in their school district. And so then the heart of the decision support system is this tools library. And so what we have is over 60 tools on the website that really help school district stakeholders actually get these programs into schools. And we have 5 different types of tools. We have step overviews, which are these interactive whiteboard animations. And so we have an interactive whiteboard animation of each of the different steps so that a user can come in and really learn about prioritize and help them really orient them to all of the other tools that are available for the prioritize step. We also have these success stories, which I mentioned, which we gathered from some of the stakeholders that we've worked with and their experiences in going through the dissemination process of effective programs, some of the challenges that they've encountered and how they overcome those challenges. We also have facts and tips, and this is an example of one of them. So 1 to 2 page short, simple sheets that give them sort of an overview of different topics under each of the 7 steps. We also have helpful links. So we know that there is already a lot of information out there available on the internet. And so we link our users to some of those helpful links. For example, the National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy has their evidence-based program database, also the Office of Adolescent Health, and so we actually link users to those websites so that they can get access to those as well. And one of the most helpful tools that we find that our stakeholders like are the templates. And so these are sort of ready-made templates that users can use to actually help them through the process. So if they need to do a needs assessment, here's a needs assessment template ready for you to use. If they want to do some focus groups or interviews with parents to find out about support in their school district, here's an example guide to help you. So really template so that people don't have to reinvent things from the beginning. And then, as I mentioned, the linkage system, because we know that getting social support, getting help from others is really helpful in helping people accomplish a task. And so this iChamp system actually took us about 4 years to develop. And so just in this last year, we did some usability evaluation of the iChamp system, in which we did some testing over a three-week period. We identified 16 stakeholders across school districts in Texas in the fall of 2014. And 16 may seem like a pretty small sample, but it was a pilot, so, and it's pretty standard for doing some usability testing. We gave the users the system. We had them do a pretest before they had the website, and then they did a post-test after the website. And we basically just said, here's the website, use it however you like. It was very self-directed, but they could access any of the features in the website. And then they received an incentive for participating in the pilot. So our demographics, predominantly we had female participants. The people that actually participated in this usability, we tried to find people that actually would be involved in getting evidence-based programs into their schools. So we had a nice distribution of school administrators, school nurses, parents, teachers, and then others like program coordinators. 62% were white, 31% Hispanic, and a little over 6% were black. And then we had a nice distribution of school district stakeholders from varying sizes of districts. And then we also looked at the distribution of the number of years that our stakeholders were actually in the district. So almost half had only been in the district for 1 to 5 years. And then in Texas, what we have is a school health advisory council. And this is a council that's put together with every school district in Texas. It's mandated that every school district in Texas have a school health advisory council. And basically all of the sort of health-related issues, programs, this all goes through the SHAC. And it's the SHAC's job to really make those recommendations to the school board regarding what we want to do health-wise in the school. And so anytime somebody wants to implement a sexual health education program or any type of health education program, in Texas it has to go to the SHAC first. You have to convince the SHAC, and then they have to make the recommendation to the school board. And we know that this does not happen in every state, but we know that there are very similar procedures across the U.S. So it was important to us to have people in the study who had some representation on the SHAC, and so we did. So overall, we got really nice usability results. We found that almost 94% of the participants reported that they liked the iChamps website a lot. About 44% reported that iChamps was very easy to use, and then almost 60% reported that it was kind of easy. The vast majority of participants felt that iChamps was more helpful than their district's current resources for adopting, implementing, and maintaining evidence-based programs. We know that school districts have a wide variety of resources that might be available, ranging from hardly any at all to maybe some, and so overall people felt that this was more helpful. Importantly, we found that after using the iChamps website, and remember this was only after 3 weeks, almost 60% of our stakeholders increased knowledge of EBPs. And then these last three were the really important ones. So almost 70% felt that they had greater confidence to adopt an evidence-based program in their district. 75% felt they had confidence to implement in the district. And then almost 70% reported confidence to maintain an EBP in their district. And then all participants felt that the information provided on the website was credible and that they would recommend it to others and use it again. So this is a little bit hard to see, but this is the tool usage. And so if you go to the iChamps website, you'll find this map of all of the tools. And basically what it is a list of all of the tools for each of the steps. So under prioritize, we have tools about school health advisory councils, how to create a school health advisory council, what is an evidence-based program, what are some of the resources that can be used for school health advisory councils, and then some templates. For example, for select, we have fact sheets on smart program shopping, how to select an evidence-based program, how to write smart goals, and then national lists of EBPs. And then a template that actually SHAC members can use to actually recommend a program to the school district. And so this just gave us an overview of what tools did our participants actually use when they did the pilot testing. And we found that the majority of our, they used most of the tools, but most people were more likely to look at the step overviews, which is sort of that introduction of each tool. And then the templates were also very, very popular. The tool that was most used by our participants was this SHAC recommendation letter. So this was actually a template that they could actually print out. They could mark out what program they wanted to choose, and then that could be submitted to the school board. And so that was a very popular tool as well. And so this is where you can see sort of the large array of the tools that are available to help really guide people through the different steps of adopting, implementing, and maintaining a program. So we also found regarding all of these different options, so the iChamps intro video, the different tools, step overviews, success stories, facts and tips, helpful links, that people really liked these tools a lot and they felt that it was very easy to use. And the one feature that was a little bit lower was the discussion board, and we think that that was lower because this was sort of an artificial sample, and so the users, we only had 16 people, so they didn't necessarily know about each other, so they really weren't using this feature of the system as much. But overall, they liked a lot all of the features. So some of our next steps are really doing some additional research to determine whether iChamps has a long-term impact on real-world adoption, implementation, and maintenance of sexual health EDPs in school settings. So we're interested in doing a trial in Texas to perhaps assign iChamps to different school districts and see whether it really does impact adoption, implementation, and maintenance. But some of the pilot, I think the pilot data thus far suggests that it does have this potential to really help school districts get effective programs in their schools. And although it was developed for Texas, we feel like it really has a lot of generalizability to other districts in the U.S. as well. And so just wanted to put a little plug out to UT Health, which is where I'm from. It's the School of Public Health. So if you're interested in doing more work or more research related to this topic, please let me know and I can give you some more information about that.